From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
President Yoon Suk-yeol makes his first parliamentary speech and calls for bipartisan cooperation over various issues, including the government's 59 trillion won supplementary budget plan. A presidential official says provocations by North Korea, economic security, and partnership on global issues will be the three main agenda items for the upcoming South Korea-U.S. summit. Amid rapid inflation, Bank of Korea Governor Lee Chung-yong does not rule out the possibility of raising the key interest rate by half a percentage point at once. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Tom McCarthy. President Yoon Suk-yeol on Monday called for parliamentary cooperation in passing the government's 59 trillion won supplementary budget plan, stressing that stabilizing the people's livelihood was a most urgent task. During his first address of the National Assembly since taking office last Tuesday, the president said bipartisan support was more necessary than ever to address the serious threats and challenges faced by the nation. Yoon, in his parliamentary address, also stressed the need to revamp the nation's pension, education, and labor systems, saying the society's sustainability will face threats if efforts are not made now. On his upcoming summit with U.S. President Joe Biden, Yoon said he will discuss with Biden ways to strengthen cooperation in global supply chains through the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, a new U.S.-proposed economic framework for the region. On North Korea, Yoon reiterated that Seoul was open to actively providing needed COVID-19-related support to Pyongyang, including vaccines, medical supplies, and equipment, as well as healthcare personnel. President Yoon Suk-yeol has asked leaders of the ruling and opposition political parties for their cooperation in approving his prime minister nominee, Han Duck-soo. Speaking to reporters on Monday, the ruling People Power Party chairman Lee Jung-seok said that Yoon made the appeal during a meeting with leaders of the PPP, the Democratic Party, and the Justice Party. Yoon is known to have stood firmly behind his choice for prime minister, saying that he evaluates Han to be the person most capable of facilitating cooperation between the ruling and opposition parties. Meanwhile, the co-chair of the main opposition DP reportedly requested that the issues surrounding other nominees be resolved first, likely referring to the health and justice minister candidates, both of whom are facing various allegations of wrongdoing. South Korea attempted to contact North Korea to begin coordinating the provision of assistance as the North experiences a serious COVID-19 outbreak, but has not received a response. According to the Unification Ministry on Monday, it tried to send a message through the Joint Liaison Office requesting a working-level meeting regarding South Korea's willingness to offer medical supplies and other COVID-19 equipment as well as expertise based on the South's quarantine experience. The message was sent by South Korea's Unification Minister Kwon Yong-se to Kim Yong-chol, the North's head of the Inter-Korean Affairs Department. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has reportedly reprimanded officials for failing to supply medicine in a timely manner amid an explosive spread of COVID-19 across the country. According to the North's official Korean Central News Agency on Monday, Kim said during an emergency Politburo meeting on Sunday that it had ordered the swift distribution of its national medicine reserves, but the drugs are not reaching people in a timely and accurate manner. Kim then ordered the deployment of the Army's Medical Corps to immediately stabilize the supply of medicines in Pyongyang. According to the North's State Emergency Epidemic Prevention Headquarters, the country reported 8 new deaths and nearly 393,000 more people with fever symptoms from 6 p.m. Saturday to 6 p.m. Sunday. The death toll rose to 50. Meanwhile, North Korea has reportedly asked for China's assistance in its fight against COVID-19 after the outbreak of the virus last week. Daily COVID-19 cases in South Korea fell to the 10,000 range for the first time in more than 3 months amid a clear downturn in infections. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said Monday that 13,296 infections were reported throughout the previous day, including 28 from overseas, raising the country's accumulated case load to 17,795,357. The daily tally posted in the 10,000 range for the first time since February 1st, in the early phase of the Omicron wave. Meanwhile, health authorities say they will decide by Friday whether to lift more COVID-19 quarantine rules in line with the recent downgrade of the virus's infectious disease level from the highest class 1 to 2. The transition, previously set for next Monday, would involve lifting mandatory testing and a 7-day quarantine for confirmed patients. A presidential official says that responses to North Korea's provocations, economic security, and South Korea and the United States' contribution to deal with global challenges will be three main agenda items for the upcoming summit between President Yoon Suk-yeol and U.S. President Joe Biden. The official made the remarks on Sunday during a press briefing ahead of the summit set for Saturday in Seoul during Biden's first trip to South Korea. The official said Yoon and Biden will discuss the allies' responses to the North's provocations and ways to manage the situation. As for economic security, the official said the two leaders are likely to coordinate cooperation between Seoul and Washington in the issues of supply chains and new technologies. Regarding global challenges, Yoon and Biden will reportedly discuss Seoul's possible contribution to address the challenges and coordinate bilateral cooperation if necessary.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Bank of Korea Governor Lee Chang-yong says the bank cannot, at the present time, fully rule out the possibility of taking a big step, apparently referring to a single increase in the benchmark interest rate by half a percentage point. Lee made the remark on Monday to reporters following a breakfast meeting with Finance Minister Chu Kyung-ho. He was responding to a question about the difference in the key interest rate of South Korea and the U.S. Lee said there is no need to consider taking such a big step when looking at the conditions up to April. However, he was quick to add that the bank would need to decide whether to take such a step by observing how much consumer prices will go up in the coming months. The bank chief said that given the high inflation rate of 8% in the U.S., expectations that the U.S. key interest rate will be raised by 50 basis points at least twice have already been factored into the market. He said that although inflation in South Korea is also high, it is better to devise measures regarding the nation's interest rate based on growth and consumer prices instead of solely on the difference in the rate with the U.S., given that South Korea's economic conditions are very different from that of the U.S. K-pop sensation BTS has won three prizes at this year's Billboard Music Awards, winning honors at the event for the sixth straight year. According to Billboard on Sunday, BTS won Top Duo or Group, Top Song Sales Artist, and Top Selling Song. The finalists of this year's awards were determined by their performances on the Billboard charts between April 10, 2021 and March 26, 2022. Last year, BTS scooped up four prizes, including the major title of Top Selling Song. South Korean golfer Lee Kyung-hoon has won a PGA Tour title in Texas for the second consecutive year. He shot 9-under-63 in the final round of the AT&T Byron Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, Texas, on Sunday. The 31-year-old golfer finished 26-under-262 to successfully defend his title at the event, also his second career title on the tour, after winning his first U.S. Tour title at this tournament last year. With Sunday's win, he collected $1,638,000 in prize money. He has become the first South Korean to defend a PGA Tour title. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 7.66 points, or 0.29% on Monday, closing the day at 2,596.58. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ rose, however, gaining 3.17 points, or 0.37%, to close at 856.25. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 0.11 against the dollar, ending the day at 1,284.11. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Tom McCarthy.